Hello, this is a recording to help Michael practice the lines in scene 5. Scene 5 is an important one because it has the song I'll Believe in You in it. So the scene opens and you are sitting at the table with Emily and you're very frustrated because you have all these pieces in front of you for this wind machine you were supposed to build for a project. But your dad hasn't been around to help you. And then Buddy gets delivered by the policeman, and then he offers to help you. And while he goes off and does that, that's when you sing I'll Believe in You with Emily. And then after you sing, he returns, and so does Walter. And you guys find out that Buddy is really a member of your family. All right, so I will read the lines of the other characters and leave airtime for you to say yours. And the way you know that the scene is ready to start is look at Mrs. CW, me, or Mrs. Battiata for your cue. Because that way you know everything's set and in the right place and we're ready for you to begin. And your first line starts with, it still doesn't work. Okay, so we'll start there like we pretended to give you your cue and go.
Michael, don't talk like that. Your father loves you. He's a caring man, but he... Bum, bum, bum. Hi, Mom. I'm home.
Excuse me?
This the Walter Hobbs residence?
Yes.
Good. Let's go.
Wait a second.
Hey, lady, have a heart. It's almost Christmas, and he's homeless.
Well...
Okay. Bye, Buddy. Bye, Vinny. Bye, Doug. Thanks a whole lot. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, wow. A model of a turbine wind machine.
Sure.
I've built a few of them at Santa's workshop.
So you know Santa pretty well, do you?
Yes. Santa's... like my best friend.
No,
of course not. Santa hasn't used reindeer for years and years. Nowadays, the sleigh is powered by Christmas spirit alone, which is a problem because of people like you. I mean, look at this place. No tinsel, no tree. Have you even written your letter to Santa Claus yet?
Buddy, I'm sorry, but I'm too old to write to Santa Claus.
Tell you what, if you get into the Christmas spirit and write that letter to Santa right now, I'll fix your wind machine.
And you go to shake his hand, but Buddy messes up because he's not used to, like, you know, humans. And he goes for a high five. So then you guys meet somewhere in the middle and you let the audience kind of giggle at that. And then Emily will say, as Buddy walks out with all your pieces and hops off stage, like so excited to put your thing together, Emily will say, so... how do we do this?
Well, what do you want for Christmas?
And the music will start and you will be saying, I don't know. I know what I don't want for Christmas. Okay. And then you guys sing your beautiful song. And after you hit that note at the end of the song and the audience claps and they love you. Then Buddy comes bouncing in and now he's got the wind machine all the way put together. And he says,
all fixed.
and you go for a high five, and this time he goes for the handshake, and you again have that awkward interaction that the audience will laugh at. And then Emily will say, "Nice going, buddy." Walter enters. "What in the devil is going on here?"
"Hi, Dad."
"He's staying with us."
"Staying with us? What do you mean, Emily, he's staying with us?"
Walter, I've been very busy the last couple of days. You see, I took a strand of Buddy's hair and a few strands of your hair from the sink. Then I had my cousin at Beth Israel Hospital compare the two and you have an elf for a son."
"Oh no! Yay! I knew it! Dad!
"I planned out our whole first day, Dad. Just you and me. Tomorrow we will..."
"Tomorrow? I've got to go to work."
"Tomorrow, your father will take you to work with him."
"Ah, all right. But if you're coming with me, you have to lose that costume. We'll stop at Brooks Brothers on the way and get you a suit."
"Ooh, can it be red like Santa's?"
"Ugh, no."
All right, and that is the end of scene 5. And there will be an intermission after this, and that is when you should change into your Act 2 outfit. All right, wonderful. And I will see you on the next recording for Michael. All right, bye.